Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
The Chainsmokers Throwback Thursday. It's 8:49. Congratulations going out to Colette Jones from Salisbury. Got hooked up with a digital copy of Roof Man. Keep listening. We got more digital copies and Blu-rays on the way right here on the Bill and Jessica Show like we do. It is Throwback Thursday. Let's see here. Shout out to 667. Wanted to hear that Lil Wayne back there. Hustler Music. We played that. Also, 668 texted in. Wanted to hear Janet Jackson's When I Think of You. We hit that one. Mm-hmm. And 714 wants to hear Michael Jackson, Remember the Time.
Oh, nice.
Old school. So we'll do that on the way. All right. It's 8:49. Jess, you got a celebrity buzz?
Not really, but we're going to get through it.
All right, let's do it.
Time now for the gossip. You like that gossip? It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
You know what I say to that? I say...
Just... You don't... Would you just... You're not... Give me a...
Goodbye. Jess, what you got today?
All right, so Paramount has confirmed that more cast members for the upcoming Scary Movie 6 is set for global release on June the 12th, 2026. Damon Wayans Jr., Kim Wayans, and also Heidi Gardner will return alongside all the franchise stars. And again, it's going to be back, Scary Movie 6.
Okay.
All right. And Joy Behar has missed three straight episodes of The View after injuring her foot. She's 83 years old, and the comedian who usually takes Mondays off was absent on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. And on Tuesday, Whoopi said Joy is out today. Hopefully, she'll be back tomorrow. Reps for the show have not yet shared any further details about Joy's condition. And Kanye West, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but he is supposed to play in Brazil on November the 29th. Well, he has this newfound fascination with, of course, the Nazi party, and this could get him in trouble over there with their government. According to local media, authorities have ordered the police to be on standby and to arrest him right on the spot.
What?
If he sings a song or even makes any kind of gesture.
Wow.
Yeah, using
Kanye's anything like on a whole song,
other. On a t-shirt, any symbol, doing any hand gestures. It includes everything. All the way down to even playing his recent track.
Now, didn't he recently meet with, like, top rabbis and... Yeah, he recently met with, like...
Did he?
Yeah, that was, like, a big thing.
Well, it's not even a guarantee now that the show will go on because he got booted from the original venue that was booked for this date. And because of all that BS... They were like, no, we have to cancel that show. We don't want him here. He says that he is still going. He will be in Brazil on November the 29th. He's looking for a new venue because he hasn't found a new one yet. But people are probably like, no, like, I don't want to be involved with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson, he's 84 years old, and he is now hospitalized in Chicago. He is being treated at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. He is under observation for progressive palsy. His organization said in a statement to ABC, details of the entire condition are not immediately known at this time, but pictures are now trending online as well, and he is hospitalized in Chicago at the age of 84. And Kourtney Kardashian threw a big birthday party for her hubby, Travis Barker. He turned 50 years old. She had a lavish candlelit dinner, and everyone described it as it being magical. The celebration was the couple's home. It was decked out with countless candles, balloons, and twinkly lights. Everyone attended. His daughters were there. Her family was there. And he turns 50 tomorrow on Friday, November the 14th. But pictures and videos are trending about that party as well. And Wendy Williams, the doctors are maybe walking back on that dementia diagnosis nearly 2 years later. So
she got a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She went to another doctor.
According to this other top neurologist, you mentioned, Bill, they are saying that she does not have the frontotemporal dementia like was mentioned with the first doctor.
Yeah, so I saw the story yesterday. Apparently, you know, she's got a top lawyer in New York City. They're basically going to ask for the end of her conservatorship immediately. And if that doesn't happen, they can go to court. And the first doctor who did diagnose her with this dementia it's his word against a new top doctor, but they're both top, well-respected doctors in New York City, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one word against the other. But no matter what, it's going to be something to see.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep you up to date on that, because we've been following this story for a while. Mm-hmm. So also real quick, this story was brewing. This was going around in the last 2 days, and I thought this was kind of interesting. Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney became fast friends on set of Euphoria. Mm-hmm. Okay? But the honeymoon period is over, according to random internet rumors.
Oh, boy.
A so-called source says that they're engaged in a bitter feud over opposing political views.
Are you serious?
Now, of course, nobody really knows what Sydney's political views are.
Right.
Okay. She's never even talked about them.
Yes. Okay.
But I guess Zendaya assumes that she knows. After this is laughable. The controversial American Eagle head.
The good jeans.
They say that she was outed as a registered Republican, which had nothing to do with the ad. It's not a political ad. It was just so dumb. But they're like, oh, she must be a Republican because of it.
What?
A source says that Zendaya is refusing to do press with Sydney for Euphoria.
She's refusing?
Yeah.
But they're in this together.
And now they're talking about it being a racist ad.
What? So it went there. It's getting deep.
Yeah, over that.
Man.
It's unbelievable. I heard another radio show do this same story, and they're like, yeah, that racist ad that she was in. Like it was a fact. Like it was nothing.
But it's not. Hold on. We're talking about the Good Jeans ad, the American Eagle, right? Yeah. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
The American Eagle ad, the Good Jeans.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she does have some good jeans.
Well, they're saying that it promotes.
I will say that.
In order to. They're saying, again, which you already know this, but I think it's ridiculous, but they're saying that because they say that Sydney Sweeney, the whole thing of the ad, if you guys don't know, is she's wearing, is it Levi's or is it Rank?
American Eagle.
That's what I mean. Yeah. American Eagle. She has American Eagle jeans on and she's, you know, posing on a car and, you know, it's like, you know, she's got the jeans on and she's like, you know. I don't even know how to describe it. She's being provocative.
Is it like sexy or sultry or something?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Like on the car and whatever. Yeah. And it's like Sydney Sweeney, or we have good jeans. Talking about American Eagle. And then it's like Sydney Sweeney has good jeans. And that's it. Well, they're saying like they got so deep in it and said, well, they're promoting that you have to look like Sydney Sweeney to have good jeans. And that's the only way you have good jeans is you got to look like Sydney Sweeney. Her. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's turned into being a race. You got to be a white blonde. That's what it's turned into.
Instead of like the jeans, it's American Eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, you see how they put the two together to make the commercial.
Yes.
You know, they're just selling. They always say sex sells. Like they're selling
the marketing. Yes.
But people are losing their minds over it. It's unbelievable. So Zendaya won't even do a press thing with her.
That's crazy.
I know. Where do we live? Are we are we in the Twilight Zone?
Where do we live?
I know. This is wild. This is wild, y'all. So that's what's going on.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know.